Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Aberson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The left fielder, Bam Arroyo. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Rowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive towards third. Elliott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson hits a fly ball into left field. Rowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bam Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scheffing moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a fly ball into left field. Raul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparn moves to second. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson is 0 for 1 in the game. Averson hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pavko hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bama Raul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raul is 0 for 1 in the game. Raul hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elliott moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Averson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elliott scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torgerson moves to third. Massey moves to second. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sparn takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 2 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparn moves to second. Bama Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 0 for 2 in the game. Rowell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sparn scores. Hop moves to second. It's 2 to nothing. Braves. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Erickson hits a line drive towards third. Elliott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to second. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 0 for 2 in the game. Aberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Massey bunts towards third. Lowry picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lowry. Massey moves to second. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to third. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Massey scores. It's 3-0, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Scheffing fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sparn moves to second. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes who is chasing the ball. Scheffing reaches third base with a triple. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Braves. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bammer Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rowell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Massey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pafko who is chasing the ball. Massey reaches third base with a triple. Torgerson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Braves. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Culler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Culler reaches second base with a double. Massey scores. Ryan moves to third. It's 5-2, Braves. Russ Meyer's now pitching. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Russ Meyer's. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is called out on strikes. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Home settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Claude Passeau now pitching. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hop bunts towards third. Lowry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bama Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rowell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Rowell reaches second base with a double. Hop goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Braves. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Massey moves to second. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson is 0-for-3 in the game. Averson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Scheffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.